Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a beautiful story that just happened to me this morning, a very Mashiachtic story. Why do I say it's a Mashiachtic story? Because it's the kind of story that you would expect to happen in the days of Mashiach. And here it is. I had to bring my car to be repaired. So I drove my car there. It's not that close to my house, so therefore, I needed to get a ride back. Should I take an Uber or should I call my wife and ask my wife to come pick me up if she had time? So I called my wife first. She said, no, really, it would be kind of difficult because she has an appointment soon. Okay. So I called Uber. And while I was calling Uber, I was trying to arrange the credit card payment, which credit card it would come from, and it took an extra 5 minutes. So with all this delay, I know that it made a difference about which Uber driver I had, because every few minutes, the Uber drivers changed depending on which Uber driver is in the neighborhood. So it was certainly by divine providence that this particular Uber driver showed up. His name was Steve, and I get in the car. And of course, I ask him if he's Jewish. He says, no, but he does have lots of Jewish friends. Now, when it comes close to Passover, I always try to bring with me, wherever I go, some of the handmade shmura matzah, because it's very special to have, at least at the Seder, and at least for some of the matzah, if not all of the matzah that we eat at the Seder, to have the handmade shmura matzah. As Chassidus explains, this handmade shmura matzah, which is actually made by people who are having in kavana, having in mind the kavana, the intention that this is matzah for the mitzvah, has a special level of holiness. And in general, but especially with handmade matzah, the expression applies, the Chassidus uses, that we are eating elokus, we are eating godliness. When we sit at the Seder and we're doing the great mitzvah of having a Seder and eating the matzah, and the matzah that we have is the special handmade matzah, shmura, guarded, that it allows us to be fulfilling Hashem's will in the best way possible. And the expression applies that we are eating godliness because this is Hashem's will that we should eat it. This is, we are eating something made according to Hashem's will. And as expression is, we are eating godliness, something very special. Okay. So therefore, I always try to carry handmade matzah with me. I have it in these very nicely individually packed boxes. And Baruch Hashem, this year we're giving out about 500 pieces of this handmade matzah, more actually, with Hashem's help, finding Jewish people wherever we can. So I asked the Uber driver, well, if you're not Jewish, do you know any Jewish people? And he said, sure, I know lots of Jewish people. So I said, well, do you think that any of them would appreciate a handmade, special for Passover matzah to enhance their Seder, to enhance their observance of the Passover holiday? And he said, sure. Here, I know somebody who lives in Chicago. He said, oh, well, how would you get it there? I said to him. He said, well, I could send it to them by special delivery. So I said, oh, well, you know, I would have to pay you for that. Oh, no, he said, I would not take any money for it. It would be my pleasure to send to my friend in Chicago this handmade matzah. And I asked about the friend. It sounds like the friend is not living in a Jewish neighborhood and would probably find it to be quite novel, something perhaps new for the person or something unusual to be able to actually have handmade matzah. So I said, fine, here's a matzah for this person. Here is a Haggadah, because I try to carry inexpensive Haggadahs also. And sometimes, actually, people give me Haggadahs for these reasons. And I said, here's a beautiful brochure explaining the inner spiritual meaning of Passover, a Chabad brochure. And here is my business card. It has our classes on it, and it has my name and address and telephone number and email. She said, great. I said, Baruch Hashem, of course. So now he's going to send this matzah at his expense. He He's not only going to do a favor for a Jew to help them to observe mitzvahs in a better way, but he's going to actually pay money to do that. So I thought to myself, this is very mashiachtic. And then I said, do you have another friend in the same category? He said, yes, actually I do. I have a friend who's an author, and she lives in California, and she's also involved in whatever, this and that, so I could tell this is not really an observant person. And I think she would really enjoy getting a piece of matzah. She likes her Judaism, and she also likes whatever, this other thing. And sure, I'd be happy to send it to her too. So I gave also for this person a handmade matzah, nicely packaged, and a Haggadah, an expensive art called Haggadah, which they came out with recently for big crowds, and the brochure from Chabad explaining the spiritual inner part of the holiday of Pesach, of Passover, and my business card. He said, fine. And I gave him a little bit of money that I happened to have, some cash to help. He wouldn't take actually any money for mailing the package. I said, okay, so this is a tip for your driving me in the Uber. He said, okay, I'll take it as that. But he said, I wouldn't let you give me any money to mail these pieces of matzah to my friends because I want to be able to do it myself. And then, of course, before I left the Uber, the car, I gave him also my card, as well as a card that has the seven commandments of the children of Noah on it. So I was really amazed by this story because here is a non-Jew and he wants to help a Jewish friend of his to observe Torah mitzvahs in a better way. And not only that, but he wants to spend money to do it. His own money, his hard-earned money. If he's driving an Uber, he's probably not a very wealthy fellow. Uber drivers don't make a whole lot of money. And yet he wanted to give away some of this money. He refused. He would not take my money. He wanted to do it. And then he had another friend. So I think this is really a sign of that which the Rebbe says, that we are living in Mashiach's Zeit, and we are living in Yemos Mashiach now. These are the days leading up to the revelation of Mashiach and the redemption. It's true, Mashiach is not completely revealed, but it is certainly, as the Rebbe says, Yemos Mashiach, the days in which we are preparing and we are seeing the work of Mashiach, we are seeing the effects of Mashiach on the world. And therefore, it's very important for us to keep our eye on the goal, to make sure that we're heading in the right direction, making this a huge priority, to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible by adding in Torah and adding in mitzvahs, and especially adding in the learning about Mashiach and Geula, especially even in the Gemara, where Mashiach is mentioned quite often, redemption is mentioned quite often, and many of the Gemaras actually deal with Karbonos, which Karbonos, the offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, is definitely Mashiach topic, because we're only going to have those offerings when Mashiach comes. And therefore, studying these parts of the Torah, these Mishnayos, and these parts of the Gemara, these Masechtas, that deal with Karbonos and deal with Tuma and Tahara, which will only be relevant to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, are also wonderful things that bring Mashiach much quicker because they are actually Mashiach topics, at least indirectly. But directly also to learn about Mashiach and redemption itself. And these, of course, are parts of that which will happen during the redemption. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. May Mashiach come quickly and everybody has an opportunity to take part and make that happen more quickly through adding in Torah and mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And we have good news for all Jewish people, especially our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel.